So that should be coming out at some point. The gasket and then the rivets to actually stick the window back together again. Basically how these windows are built, it's an extrusion that gets formed into sort of a closed C shape. Actually, I suppose it's a circle with a joint in it, I suppose is probably a more accurate term. But anyway, the edge of the window has this extrusion, which vinyl extrusion, that is the gasket that, you know, sort of seals the window to the aluminum extrusion and encapsulates the window, basically. Now, what happens is the over time, these vinyl gaskets, they shrink. And when they shrink, they end up, typically it fails in the corners, the stress on the base of that U gasket it will split and it will draw out the edge of the gasket on either side of the window. Excuse me. Well, what we've done, because there's nothing available to fix it, the part that pops out of the window, if you slice it so it's basically, it's now two ends. But be careful, don't just slice it right on the glass, put something else underneath it, because otherwise you could cause the glass to shatter because it's tempered glass. Anyway, I've used silicone, I've used clear, but you know, you may be better off finding a gray silicone if possible. Anyway, add some silicone in between the glass and the, the glass and the aluminum extrusion, and then push that gasket back down between the glass and the extrusion, and then just clean up the, because the gasket now is shorter than it was, there's going to be a difference in the length, a bit of a gap, so that whatever caulk you've used, you'll have to smooth that across, and that's actually worked really well. But right now, the way it is, your window is definitely leaking. Whether it's going all the way inside or not is another question, but it's definitely leaking into the what's called the back frame. So you might get lucky and it would leak in the back frame and then drip outside anyway. But certainly the last thing you want is having leaking windows. And quite frankly, the gaskets, when that happens to them, are pretty unsightly.
So, what can she do without those gaskets being available? Just some caulking or something in there?
Yeah, well, you split the vinyl, and you fill that gap and push it back in.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. Okay. So you try to cut it a little bit, pull it out, and then caulk behind it and push it back down?
Well, it's already out, so you probably won't have to pull it out more, but...
Well, she sent the picture, just part of it was out, you know?
Right. You cut it sort of right in the center at its widest point, and then, you know, when you go to push it back in again, you'll use, you know, like a, I hate to say a flat screwdriver, because that, you know, could cause problems on the glass anyway, but, you know, maybe a tongue depressor or a stick or a plastic chisel or something like that to push it back in again.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that will give her a hand on getting that taken care of. I know I had issues like that. I had a little bit different issue with my Safari because mine was coming apart on the wrap windows, which were actually shattered and missing.
Oh, well, that's...
a little advanced issue from hers. But,
yeah. So you fudged in some Lexan inserts, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. I made some cardboard templates and fiddled with them till they fit, and Lexan and Volcom for a gasket.
Okay. Well, and some other happy campers out there using that today, probably with those windows.
I'm sure. Now they're shatterproof.
Right. Unless you never know. They may have found some others off a wreck and installed them.
Yeah, I think you could still buy them. There was places you could buy them, but they were extraordinary pricing. I mean, it was like $600 a window or $400 a window or something like that.
Oh, you should have done that. That was your pride and joy.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks for sending that in via our VAP webpage. We have another one here from Bob. Bob, I think, is a new listener. He says, thank you for providing a great service to us newbies in the Airstream world. I'm looking for that right trailer